Ever wonder why some businesses run like clockwork while others constantly disappoint customers with stockouts and delays? The secret often lies not in flashy marketing or charismatic leadership, but in the unglamorous world of inventory management. Inventory exists in two parallel universes, as physical items on shelves and as records in company systems. This duality creates a fundamental challenge. Decisions about purchasing, sales, and production planning rely on inventory records rather than physical items themselves. Consider what happens when these worlds don't align. A customer service rep confidently promises next-day delivery of an item showing in stock in the system. Meanwhile, that item was removed from the shelf yesterday without documentation. The result? A disappointed customer, wasted shipping expenses, and damaged reputation. All because an item's digital life didn't match its physical reality. Every organization maintains inventory, whether it's raw materials, work-in-process items, or finished goods. Even service businesses maintain operational supplies. This universal need comes with significant costs beyond just purchase price. Capital tied up that could be earning returns elsewhere, warehouse space expenses, labor costs, deterioration, damage, obsolescence, and theft risk. For many businesses, inventory constitutes 20-30% of total assets. Managing this investment poorly can literally threaten a company's survival. Inventory is money in physical form, categorized as raw materials, work in process, and finished goods, with proportions varying by industry. Valuation methods, FIFO, LIFO, average cost, influence financial statements and tax obligations, with inventory appearing as a current asset on balance sheets and affecting income statements through cost of goods sold. The inventory turnover ratio, cost of goods sold divided by average inventory, measures efficiency, with higher ratios generally indicating better performance, though optimal levels depend on industry context. Companies often retain obsolete stock using flawed justifications. It's already paid for. We might use it someday. Or we might sell it someday, all ignoring ongoing storage costs. When advocating for disposal, provide specific measurements: the exact square footage consumed, labor hours spent handling dead stock, and financial impact using concrete rent and wage figures. These specifics create compelling cases for eliminating unproductive inventory. Ever spent time searching for keys only to find them in your pocket? Now imagine that frustration across thousands of items worth millions of dollars. Without effective location systems, inventory becomes lost, even when physically present. Material locator systems track product movement throughout facilities. The three main systems are memory, human recall, fixed, dedicated locations, and random, no fixed homes but tracked locations. Memory systems offer simplicity but limited application. Fixed systems provide immediate location knowledge but lack flexibility. Random systems maximize space while maintaining control. Most organizations implement combination systems blending fixed and random approaches. The beep when a cashier scans groceries represents a revolution in inventory management. Barcoding reduces errors and time by minimizing human intervention in data capture. Barcode symbols function like a specialized alphabet, patterns of dark bars and light spaces representing characters. Different industries use different symbologies. Retail uses UPC, non-retail applications commonly use code 39, while code 128 has become preferred for new applications due to its ability to encode all 128 ASCII characters. In inventory management, barcodes streamline multiple processes. In receiving and shipping, employees scan IDs, product codes, quantities, and activities. In manufacturing, they track multiple activities simultaneously. For inventory counts, scanners compare shelf counts to records, immediately flagging discrepancies. How much inventory should you keep on hand? When should you reorder? These questions depend largely on whether your inventory faces independent or dependent demand. Independent demand is influenced by external market conditions, requiring replenishment based on predictable patterns. The basic reorder point formula is usage times lead time plus safety stock equals ROP. Minimal inventory reduces carrying costs but increases replenishment costs. The economic order quantity, or EOQ formula, helps determine optimal order quantities where these factors balance. Dependent demand relates to items needed for another product. Chair legs depend on chair demand, 4 per chair. This follows a requirements approach, where materials are ordered specifically when needed for assembly. Materials Requirements Planning, MRP, controls purchasing decisions, while Just-in-Time, JIT, deliver goods exactly when needed. JIT views inventory as waste and aims to eliminate 7 types: overproduction, waiting time, transportation, processing inefficiencies, excess inventory, unnecessary motion, and defects. Not all inventory is waste, only unnecessary inventory. Organizations must determine what inventory is truly necessary for their context. A manufacturer might view excess as wasteful, while a distributor might see a large inventory as a profitable marketing tool. Have you found empty shelves despite the computer showing items in stock? These discrepancies reveal fundamental inventory system failures across organizations. The traditional annual physical inventory method falls short because it measures accuracy in dollars rather than units, suffers from product misidentification, and merely adjusts away discrepancies without addressing root causes. Key failures include undocumented item removal, delayed paperwork processing, receiving without proper purchase orders, manual overrides creating phantom inventory, and improper handling of returns. As Peter Drucker noted, you can't control what you don't measure. Before fixing inventory issues, establish baseline measurements using inventory record accuracy, comparing shelf counts to record counts, and fill rate, measuring inventory effectiveness. The most effective solution is cycle counting, counting a statistically significant cross-section of inventory frequently to maintain high IRA. Unlike annual inventories, cycle counting identifies and corrects system problems rather than just adjusting numbers. What would happen to your inventory during a 3-day power outage? According to FEMA, most businesses lack emergency plans, and 47% of businesses experiencing fire or major theft fail within 2 years. An effective emergency/disaster plan covers preparation, execution, and recovery. Assess vulnerability to natural disasters, technological issues, power outages, system failures, and human threats, workplace violence, theft. Theft threatens inventory through both mass theft, major break-ins, and pilferage, ongoing small removals. Prevention requires analyzing crime patterns to identify vulnerabilities in stock-keeping activities and facility layout. Since emergencies are inevitable, organizations should evaluate their vulnerability by assessing both likelihood and potential impact. This evaluation should produce an action plan with specific procedures, responsibilities, and resources to prevent crises, manage them effectively, and ensure business continuation. Inventory excellence represents a strategic advantage beyond technical proficiency. Organizations mastering these concepts gain operational agility, financial strength, and superior customer service. Effective inventory management requires understanding inventory's dual nature, physical items and system records, while treating it as a significant investment. It demands thoughtful location systems, leverages technologies like barcoding, implements planning strategies based on demand patterns, diagnoses issues through cycle counting, and ensures comprehensive security. Organizations excelling in these practices enjoy lower carrying costs, fewer stockouts, improved cash flow, higher customer satisfaction, and stronger competitive positioning. In today's volatile business environment, mastering inventory management creates resilience that determines whether a company thrives or merely survives, transforming a necessary cost center into a hidden competitive advantage.